Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. For many people in the Sacramento area, the first thing that comes to mind when you think of Fox and Goose is a traditional English breakfast. On busy weekends, you can just see people lined up along the corner of our intense streets waiting for a table at the British-style pub. For many musicians, Fox and Goose is a home base, a friendly venue where you can work on your chops. It's also a place to show that you have gone the distance. Sacramento bands like Cake and Jackie Green have graced the stage there. And it has been serving the Sacramento community for 50 years. And this Friday, the public is invited to come out and party and celebrate this epic birthday. To learn more about this iconic place, we invited the owners to join us today. Peter Monson is the owner of Fox and Goose, and Demi Grant is the general manager. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, Pete, I want to start with you. Just tell us about the history of Fox and Goose, and then when you two entered the mix.
Sure. Well, Fox and Goose is housed in the W.P. Fuller Building, which was built very long time ago. Yeah. Not sure exactly when, but it was a paint and glass factory for many, many years. And in 1975, Bill Dalton and his wife opened Fox and Goose in the space we're currently at now. And they owned it for 20 years. And then their daughter took over. She purchased it in 1995. I was kind of her. She was my mentor as Allison purchased the building in 2010-11, started developing it. And I think about 20 years is a good run owning a restaurant. And 2015, she was ready to take on some other challenges. And I had the opportunity to buy it with my former partner. And we purchased it in 2015.
Well, that must mean that it was a very special place to you. What's so special about Fox and Goose that not only would make you want to work there, but own it?
That's a great question. Well, first of all, the building's amazing. They just don't make them like that. It's huge. 30-foot vaulted ceilings, all the brick, all the old wood. You can kind of feel the history of the old, you know, politicos and bands and, you know, lovers, all that sort of stuff. It's all in there. And it's just one of one. They don't make it like that anymore. And, of course, the people there really make it a place that people come back to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Demi, you're the general manager. Why do you think Fox and Goose is such a special place in the heart of Sacramento and the city center?
I really think that it is more than just a restaurant. It is a gathering place where people of all walks of life can come in, feel welcome. We have knitting groups. We have book clubs. We have hosted weddings. It's just somewhere that people want to be and be a part of, whether it's for brunch, dinner, grab a drink with the buddies. It's just a place that attracts the masses.
When you two take a trip down memory lane, it's been 50 years. I think birthdays and anniversaries are a good time to be like, wow, like, look at this place and what it's been for the community. What memories pop up for the both of you?
Well, I've been at Fox and Goose for 25 years now. So when I first moved to California, this was like, I was very young man, and I've kind of grown up as Fox and Goose has grown up as the R Street corridor has grown up. So there's a lot of different eras that come to mind. When I first started, it was R Street was really just an alley. Mm-hmm. It was almost a gravel back street. And to see all the changes throughout the years is create all these kind of fun chapters. So, all of the anniversary parties, there's a lot of great memories, a lot of great people I've worked with over the years, yeah.
Yeah, I was reading online that you have the longest open mic night, mm-hmm. I think, in the city. Demi, music is a big part of Fox and Goose. It's not just the good food and the good drinks. Why do you think that has been so foundational to the longevity of Fox and Goose, the local musicians and acts that continue to go to the venue there?
So I feel that it really just gives an opportunity for newer artists to start developing their own music in a place where they feel safe, seasoned artists where they can just work on their work in an environment that is just wonderful with supporting patrons, supporting staff. And I really think it's the key is the welcoming aspect and the atmosphere.
Yeah, I mean, a restaurant, as you pointed out, standing the test of time mm-hmm. for decades is no small feat. The margins for a restaurant are just razor thin. Why do you think Fox and Goose has had that staying power for now 50 years and counting?
Well, I think I'm a big believer that when you own a restaurant, you really need to run the restaurant. And I think that's a big part of where a lot of restaurants go wrong, is that the person who's really most invested isn't there enough. And we've had that leadership. If it wasn't Bill and Denise, it was Allison, myself, where you're putting those 60-hour weeks in, week in, week out, 52 weeks a year for the most part. And you really have to have that commitment to keep those margins, but also be able to kind of create a team that is willing to sacrifice so much. It's a dynamic business. It's stressful. And having great people around you as a team is really important. And that's where Fox and Goose has really succeeded, is the team and all the people who have put in the countless hours over and over again and showed up for each other to pull it off.
And now you get to have a big party and celebrate for your 50th anniversary. Demi, what are people in store for? Because it's open to the public.
Yes. So the celebration is more than an event. It's a tribute to the vibrant Sacramento community and all of our patrons. The evening will include speeches and official resolution, just recognizing the history of Fox and Goose. We will have live performances from talented local musicians. And, of course, delicious food and drinks served throughout the night. It's just our heartfelt thank you to the Sacramento community.
And, Pete, you've been at Fox and Goose now for 25 years. Mm-hmm. This party kicks off Friday 4 to 10 p.m. What are you looking forward to most?
Honestly, seeing everybody, seeing all the different eras come back. You know, people, especially since COVID, you know, that really changed people's rhythms and kind of routines. So kind of getting everybody back together again, seeing all the former co-workers of mine, and kind of the space has changed a lot as well. We've been able to kind of update things and kind of keep the spirit of the pub, but also you know, bring it into the next 50 years. So I'm really excited about just enjoying that community, feel the love, if you will.
Okay, finally, a quick rapid fire question. If someone can't make it on Friday, but maybe they come on Saturday or Sunday, what is the one dish that they should get?
If they're coming for breakfast, full English, I'm always like, get the thing you can't get anywhere else. That's my go-to.
How about you, Demi?
For dinner, I would say the fish and chips. Very classic. You think of evening, pub, Fox and Goose, fish and chips and a pint of Guinness. You can't go wrong.
And just in time for lunchtime, because we're recording at noon. Peter and Debbie, thank you so much. Now I'm hungry.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Peter Monson is owner of Fox and Goose, and we're also joined by General Manager Demi Grant. You can help celebrate Fox and Goose's 50th anniversary. It is this Friday from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., and it includes performances by local artists. It's going to be a great time. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you can send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Our audio engineer is Tyler Webb. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.